Heartlands on Midlands 103.
Midlands 103. Just great radio.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. And folks, today we are stepping back in time because I had been invited to an event at the end of last week called The Battle Is Mine. It was a charismatic renewal event and Sister Philomena went and contacted me and asked me would I come along. So I did, and it was a wondrous, joyous, uplifting occasion. There were four guest speakers, and the guest speakers were Father Pat Scanlon, the Reverend David Hamilton, Pastor Trevor Hill of River of Life in Athlone, and Mary Burney. And although they were speaking and edifying and encouraging us, they also shared a lot of their personal journey and story. And today I'm just going to pick out a few little bits and pieces just to give you a flavour of what the event was. But in the weeks to come, as we approach Pentecost, I'm going to delve into their talks in greater detail. The event was billed as an army of praise, a day of praise and worship, and the title of which it went under was The Battle Is Mine, as we listen. Let us be encouraged. Let us be edified. Let us buckle our seatbelts and be ready for a time of praise and worship and listening to the various speakers, just sharing insights of their personal journeys with us. And so here is Mary Burney sharing with us what our expectation was on that day and, folks, what our expectation is today.
It's absolutely great to be here with brothers and sisters of all denominations and none, because there the Lord commands a blessing, Psalm 133. And I believe whoever is here today is going to be really, really blessed in the way that the Lord wants to bless them. And to praise together is absolutely mighty.
Amen. Mary then went on to share with us of an experience that she had many years before in regard to praise and how that would come together.
Years ago in Mohill, we had an ecumenical gathering in the school hall, and we had beautiful man, Reverend Cecil Kerr, that many of you would have known, along with Myrtle, his wife, and Father Joe Brilly as well. And we were praising, and there was power there. And he sent me a note afterwards, and in the note was that the image he got was of the tunic of Jesus, woven from the shoulder to the hem without seam. And he said he was so joyful about that. So we are going to be woven in praise and in fellowship today without seam. We don't have to agree on everything. Just love one another and praise the same Lord Jesus who has gathered us here today. If you're here today, I feel myself burning now. If you are here today, God wants you here because he wants to start something new.
Mary went on then to outline what she perceived as the problem with the failing Christian church, especially in the Western world, and what our focus should be on, the person of Jesus Christ. Listen to her thoughts.
I was just thinking, you know, that we're living in a world today that doesn't know Jesus at all. And isn't it great that we're here praising him when so many have turned away? Huge, huge numbers of people are walking away from their Christian faith in the biggest apostasy ever, really. You know, there's a vast ignorance of the gospel, the word of the Lord. I'm sure you've noticed it. There's a very, very aggressive, definitely aggressive attempt to just eliminate God completely. And, you know, I think Pope Benedict put it very, very well when he said, God is disappearing from the human horizon. The light is growing dim and humanity is losing its way. And that's what's happening. And he did say a few years before he became Pope, he said the central crisis of our time, the crisis of today is that Jesus is being taken down from his throne. And what he meant by that he was being emptied out, and that people were giving him the status of, we'll say, a wise man, a prophet, a great teacher. They were just saying, oh yeah, he's a great man, but totally forgetting his utter uniqueness, his divinity, his power, his unparalleled majesty, the fact that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that at the name of Jesus and only at his name will every knee bow and tongue confess that he is Lord in the heavens, on the earth and under the earth. Philippians 2, 10 and 11.
Heartlands on Midlands 103.
Midlands 103.
Welcome back to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Folks, today we are stepping back in time because I had been invited to an event at the end of last week called The Battle Is Mine. It was a charismatic renewal event, and Sister Philomena went and contacted me and asked me would I come along. So I did, and it was a wondrous, joyous, uplifting occasion. There were four guest speakers, and the guest speakers were Father Pat Scanlon, the Reverend David Hamilton, Pastor Trevor Hill of River of Life in Athlone, and Mary Burney. And although they were speaking and edifying and encouraging us, they also shared a lot of their personal journey and story. And today I'm just going to pick out a few little bits and pieces just to give you a flavour of what the event was. But in the weeks to come, as we approach Pentecost, I'm going to delve into their talks in greater detail. The event was billed as an army of praise, a day of praise and worship, and the title of which went under was The Battle Is Mine, as we listen. Let us be encouraged, let us be edified, let us buckle our seatbelts and be ready for a time of praise and worship and listening to the various speakers, just sharing insights of their personal journeys with us. The next speaker at the event was my good friend, Pastor Trevor Hill, of River of Life in Athlone. And just to prove that I was there, here are his opening remarks.
Our local Methodist minister Nigel and I walked in together, and we were greeted by two dubs who were asking directions where the conference centre was. So we walked in with them, and I said to them, I'm going to say to you, there's life outside our capital. There's life outside our capital.
So now that we've established that I was there, and that there were two dubs to prove it, although one of those dubs was quick to inform us that he'd actually migrated to Dublin from Waterford, Trevor went on to inform us of God's clear direction on his life coming out of his COVID experience.
It really is important that we wait before God. I don't know how you came out of COVID, but I came out of COVID with four things. One was the need to still my inner self, my spirit. And then I need to listen carefully. And then I need to discern correctly. And then I need to obey promptly. And I come out of COVID with those four things. And I've tried to put them into my life.
Trevor also wanted to remind us of the purpose of Pentecost.
You know, the purpose of Pentecost was not the gifts of the Spirit. The purpose of Pentecost was to give the disciples the power to be witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's the most attested fact in history. 2016, we celebrated the Easter Rising. Well, some people did, politically. We celebrated it in River of Life, and this is what we did. We talked about the real Easter Rising. Because that's what Jesus did, and it's the most attested fact in history.
The last little thing I want to share from Trevor's story today is an incident that took place in his church where he was taking a risk, standing on the promise that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
A couple of months ago in our Sunday celebration in River of Life, I'm the pastor of River of Life here in Athlone. I was only leading the service, and it was coming to the time of the end of the worship, and God gave me a couple of prophetic words for individuals. But something that doesn't usually happen to me, I got a pain in my right hip. I knew it wasn't my pain because my hip was okay. And so I took a risk. And I think that's what Marius is encouraging us to do. There's no point in us coming here today and this is a great day and we'll wait the next year and have another great day. We've got to work it out. We've got to give it away. But I had this pain and I knew it wasn't mine, so I took this risk and I said, I believe there's somebody in the building and you have a pain in your right hip and God wants to heal you today. Now, you're either right or wrong. But we have people who don't come to church for different reasons and they're online. So we're online live every Sunday. And I said, there may even be somebody watching online and this word is for you too. And I got word that a lady had been listening to the service, lying in bed with a pain in her right hip, and God healed her in the spot. She got out of bed, came into the service to tell us what had happened. And thank you, Lord. And then a very trusted friend whispered to Diane, I was going to wait till we got home, but I'm going to say it now. She was the lady in the building who had a pain in her hip, and she says, it's gone. So that was great. Next day, Monday, I visited one of our older ladies in the congregation. She hadn't been for quite a while, and I'm sitting having a cup of tea with her, and she says to me, Trevor, I had a pain in my hip yesterday. And I'm nearly falling off the chair. I said to her, was it your left hip or your right hip? And she said, it was my right hip. And I said, is it gone? She says, it went yesterday morning. This is Monday afternoon, so it would have been Sunday morning. And I thought, God, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. And we need to be experiencing that, the reality of those things in our everyday lives. They're not for superstars. The day of superstars is over. You're the superstar. You're who God has chosen to bring the gospel to your circle of influence, wherever that is.
So do you believe that? Do you believe that the day of superstars is over, that you are the superstar that God has called to bring the good news to your circle of influence?
Heartlands on Midlands 103.
Midlands 103.
Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Folks, today we are stepping back in time because I had been invited to an event at the end of last week called The Battle Is Mine. It was a charismatic renewal event and Sister Philomena went and contacted me and asked me would I come along. So I did, and it was a wondrous, joyous, uplifting occasion. There were four guest speakers, and the guest speakers were Father Pat Scanlon, the Reverend David Hamilton, Pastor Trevor Hill of River of Life in Athlone, and Mary Burney. And although they were speaking and edifying and encouraging us, they also shared a lot of their personal journey and story. And today I'm just going to pick out a few little bits and pieces just to give you a flavour of what the event was. But in the weeks to come, as we approach Pentecost, I'm going to delve into their talks in greater detail. The event was billed as an army of praise, a day of praise and worship, and the title of which went under was The Battle Is Mine, as we listen. Let us be encouraged, let us be edified, let us buckle our seatbelts and be ready for a time of praise and worship and listening to the various speakers, just sharing insights of their personal journeys with us. The next speaker at the event was Father Pat Scanlon, and there'll be no prizes for guessing where he is from once you hear his accent. But here is Father Pat sharing first his sense of the day and then going on to share about what transformed his life. The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That for hopefully all of us, we could join with Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration and say, Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. And, you know, just thinking about that, can we imagine what it must have been like for Peter, James and John on that mountain on that day? And I think we got a tiny, tiny little insight through the prayer and the praise this morning, but only a tiny insight, a tiny sense. And of course, as followers of Jesus, as people who try to be his disciples, as we were reminded this morning, it's great to come and praise God together. And of course, we also have in common, I think most of us, if not all of us, the experience, the life-changing experience of baptism in the Holy Spirit. For those of us who've experienced it, it was a life-changing moment. And thinking about that, and I thought maybe it would be good for us to reflect back again on that experience. You know, Mary spoke a lot about the explosion of Pentecost, the explosion of the Holy Spirit in the early church. But again, you know, that explosion has been repeated, you know, down through the centuries in different times of renewal, revival. But in the 20th century, I suppose, in particular, we saw a mighty explosion of the Holy Spirit, beginning first in the Protestant churches, some becoming the Pentecostal churches, and then later, we were a little bit late, in the Catholic Church. And I think most people would date the beginning of it to the weekend of retreat that they held in the University of Duquesne in Pennsylvania in 1967. There were other little bits happened before that, but the main one was 1967. But before that, we could just mention that Pope John the 23rd, before the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, he called on Christians throughout the world to pray for a great outpouring of the Spirit. And some of us here today of a particular age, particular vintage, will remember saying the prayer that was sent out to, I suppose, every home. I certainly remember as a child we praying that prayer. But the key line, I suppose, the central line was, renew your wonders in this our day as by a new Pentecost. What a daring prayer to say. Renew your wonders in this our day as by a new Pentecost. John the 23rd was particularly open to the Holy Spirit. We won't go into his own history of it before he became Pope even, but he was. At that retreat then, just 5 years later, you know, we saw the explosion of the Holy Spirit just 5 years after him making that prayer. During that weekend in the University of Duquesne, they experienced what they claimed was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they quoted, to, if you like, back up their experience, what John the Baptist predicted. He said, "A man is coming after me who ranks before me because he existed before me. I did not know him myself, and it was to reveal him to Israel that I came baptizing with water. John also declared, I saw the Spirit coming down on him from heaven like a dove and resting on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, this man on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that was their experience in Duquesne. And of course, it has been the experience of so many of us here today, and we thank God for that. And it's important that as we reflect back on that moment in our lives, that we give praise and thanks to God, because for all of us it was a life-changing experience.
Father Pat went on to share his personal journey, how it was that he came to faith in Christ, and then how it was that he experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and how that has impacted his life since. I found the story absolutely fascinating, and I will share it all with you in detail at a later date.
Heartlands on Midlands 103.
Midlands 103. Just great radio.
Welcome back to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Folks, today we are stepping back in time because I had been invited to an event at the end of last week called The Battle Is Mine. It was a charismatic renewal event, and Sister Philomena went and contacted me and asked me would I come along. So I did, and it was a wondrous, joyous, uplifting occasion. There were four guest speakers, and the guest speakers were Father Pat Scanlon, the Reverend David Hamilton, Pastor Trevor Hill of River of Life in Athlone, and Mary Burney. And although they were speaking and edifying and encouraging us, they also shared a lot of their personal journey and story. And today I'm just going to pick out a few little bits and pieces just to give you a flavour of what the event was. But in the weeks to come, as we approach Pentecost, I'm going to delve into their talks in greater detail. The event was billed as an army of praise, a day of praise and worship, and the title of which went under was The Battle Is Mine, as we listen. Let us be encouraged. Let us be edified. Let us buckle our seatbelts and be ready for a time of praise and worship and listening to the various speakers, just sharing insights of their personal journeys with us. The next speaker was the Reverend David Hamilton. And even though he had got lost and was supposed to be earlier in the day, it was truly fine wine at the end of the party. And it was such a blessing to listen to this man. But again, we'll only just share a few highlights from his conversation and what he shared with us that day. Now,
praise God. I'm so glad to be here eventually. I was on a 3-day camel ride. I was in Tipperary, I was in Sligo, I was in Galway. I didn't realize Ireland was so big. But thank God I'm here. And indeed, on this is a special occasion, I feel, because it's in between Easter and Pentecost. And so I want to share my testimony. I too have been involved in the charismatic renewal since I was a prisoner in jail. And some of you may remember Cecil Kerr. He came into the prison quite often to speak, and I had got saved. I'll tell you how that happened in a minute, but I could hear God's voice from the word go. The night I got saved, God spoke to me and I heard his voice. And everybody called me by my nickname, Packy. Everybody in jail has a nickname. My cellmate, he was called Bungalow. He had no upstairs, you see, so that's why. So everybody had a nickname. But when the Lord spoke to me that night, he said to me, David, it's time to change. And he called me by my name. I did not know if that was God, or I thought Bungalow has put tabs in my tea. That's why I'm thinking like this. It was so strange for me. But you see, when God reveals himself, and that's the word the scripture uses, it's revelation, not information. Information doesn't change people, but revelation does. I had been in jail. I went into jail when I was 17. So really, I spent, that was 73. I came out of jail in 1983. I spent the best part of 10 years in jail. I'd become a paramilitary. I grew up with Bobby Sands in Belfast. I don't want to go in there at all. If you want to hear it, you can read it in the book there. Right, it's in that book. But in the book, I do share about Cecil Kerr coming in, and he prophesied a word. And I was sitting there, but the Lord had told me 10 days before he would have a word for me. And so if he sneezed, I was writing it down, waiting on it. And the service was over. And I thought, oh, that must have been downtown radio I was listening to. He hasn't said nothing for me. And all the men were starting to walk out, and then Cecil says, excuse me, could you bring those men back in? The screws were not, the prison officers were upset because they called them all back in. He says, the Lord has given me a word for a man here who's been converted in prison. And he says, I'm not saying he'll be another Billy Graham, but God's going to use him to bring many into the kingdom. And there was another prisoner shout, ah, that's Packy. He's talking about Packy the Apostle. That's what they called me in jail. Packy the Apostle. I told you everybody gets a nickname. But anyway, I did get converted on the 29th of January 1980. But you know what struck me when I read in God's Word? I started to read the Word of God that very night. But it says in the resurrection, when Jesus appeared, he spent 40 days with the disciples. It's not what we read in Acts 1. But you know what it says? He preached the kingdom of God. That's what his message was. And I read that and I says, the kingdom of God. And being an ex-loyalist, to me it was the United Kingdom. I read that scripture and you know what I said to myself? It's not about a United Kingdom or a United Ireland. It's about God's kingdom. That's what comes first. And from I read that, I said, I will speak to everybody around me, regardless what religion or denomination. In fact, my brother's a Presbyterian minister, but keep praying for him. But when God does a work, that's the reality of it. And you know, when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, well, the night that I knew God spoke to me, right, I have prayed and asked God. It was revelation. You know, Paul says in Galatians 1, no man taught me the scriptures. No man told me the gospel. He says, neither did I receive it from any man. But when God chose to reveal his son to me, that's what he says. God revealed his son. And God spoke to me twice that night, and God said, it was me kept you alive. And I says, no, I was lucky. That's the way you think. I'll tell you just three occasions quickly. I was only 17 up to 20 odd when I was arrested, but I was planting a bomb once in a building. And as I walked across the ground, the bomb exploded, blew me up too. And I woke up lying on the ground, the building was ablaze. And when I stood up, it went to guess, and glass fell out of my hair. And when I looked down, my clothes were cut to shreds. And I thought it'll be cut to pieces. And there wasn't a scratch on me. Not one scratch. And that night in jail, I said, was that God? Was that God? And then I thought, no, couldn't be God, because God only loves good people. I have news for you. Good people don't go to heaven. Only saved people do. That's right. And that night I said, why would God be interested in me?
Well, folks, what do you think of that? And I'll just leave it on that cliffhanger and we will get back to his story again at a later date. Folks, I just want to say a big thank you to Sister Philomena for the invite. I hope you enjoyed the little snippets that we've gone and shared today of it, and I look forward to going again next year should I be invited. Until next time, May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, show you grace and turn his face towards you, and give you peace. Amen.
Heartlands on Midlands 103.